Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hello?
Hello, Joan. Have you finished that mountain of ironing you were working on this morning?
Yes, and it just about finished me.
Well, darling, you deserve some fun. Why don't you and Bob come over and play some cards after supper?
Oh, Peg, I'd like to, but my stomach's upset and I feel achy all over.
Now, look, fun is good for you. You just take some Alka-Seltzer right now, and by dinner time, you'll be ready to enjoy a little fun.
Yes, and she will. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with the liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So for headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Hey, kids! Hey, where are you? I got something important to tell you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer. I didn't hear you come in.
No, I didn't either. You didn't yell like you usually do.
I couldn't, kids. Had too big of an order this time. Had to carry the sack of potatoes in my mouth. I left the stuff in the kitchen.
Good.
Reason I hurried, daughter, I got an important message for you.
Oh?
Yeah, you see? Oh, by the way, before I forget, I'm afraid I damaged the back screen door on the way in. Scratched it, sort of.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Sure, a little scratch won't hurt it.
Well, it ain't exactly a scratch, kid. It's more like a sort of a tear, kind of.
A tear?
Well, no. Come to think of it, you might say it was more like a hole. Yep, that's what you might say it was, a hole.
A hole? What size?
My size.
What?
You mean to say you walked right through that?
I was in a hurry to get this important news to you. I wanted to tell you what that man said to do before it was too late.
What man?
The feller who works for the water department. The foreman on that job up the street where they're fixing that busted water main. He's going around from door to door telling folks to fill up some pots and pans because they're going to turn off the water for the rest of the day.
Turn off the water? Goodness, when are they going
to... About a half hour, the man said. He wanted to give folks time enough to get prepared.
Oh, well, thank goodness. We'll have to put some aside for drinking and water for the dishes.
Yeah, and I'll fill up the bathtub, too. We can draw straws later to see which one takes a bath.
Okay, I'll go home and get my soap and towel in case it's me.
I was talking about me and Molly.
Oh.
Well, thanks a lot for warning us, Mr. Oldtimer. My goodness, being without water for the whole afternoon, that'd be awful.
Gee whiz, that wouldn't be any great hardship, Molly. Not to me, it wouldn't.
What do you mean?
Not to a guy that his ancestors crossed 1,000 miles of desert when all the water they had was in a little fat keg like me, it wouldn't.
I know, but just the same, let's start filling up
the... trouble with people today is they're too soft. Too much easy living.
Oh?
Why, when my ancestors crossed Death Valley, they didn't worry about a little thing like no water.
Dearie, let's not...
Onward they trudged. Onward. Heads down. Sand blowing into their grim, smiling faces. And lips dry. Throat parched. The merciless sun beating down on them day and night.
Day and night?
Yeah, Johnny, that's a new one on me. What kind of a sun beats on you at night?
A son who's thirsty and 6 years old and wants a drink of water. That's the kind of a sun that beats on you at night.
Oh.
The most merciless kind of a sun.
Oh, come on, Miggy. Come on, let's stop this foolishness and fill up some pots with water.
Okay, okay. Don't panic. You heard the old-timer. They're giving us half an hour. That's what the man said, right, old-timer?
That's what the man said, son. Of course, that was 40 minutes ago.
What?
I rushed in here because the time was nearly up, but you've been yakking about your ancestors.
Oh, my gosh. Quick, Molly. Turn on the faucet. Hurry.
I just did. Listen. Nothing.
Boy, oh boy, am I thirsty.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Having fun is good for you. So remember this, whether you like to bowl or play a fast game of table tennis or spend a night at the fights or whether you prefer a quiet evening with friends or curling up with a good book, you have to feel good so you can enjoy your fun. When you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drugstore for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Ah, this is murder. No water, not a drop in the house.
Oh, McGee, relax. It's only been 10 minutes since they turned it off.
How do those inconsiderate, high-handed pipe misfitters expect us to live a whole afternoon with no water? Doggone it, I'm thirsty.
What about those pioneering ancestors of yours, the ones who crossed the desert? And all the water they had with them was a little fat keg like you.
Well...
they didn't let a thing like no water bother them. Onward they trudged, sand blowing into their grim, smiling faces. Throats dry, lips parched.
Oh, cut it out, Molly. Gee whiz, I'm as dry as a Swiss on rye without you kneeling
me. I'm sorry, dearie, but if you're so thirsty, there's some root beer in the icebox.
Root beer will not do it. I'm thirsty for water. It's way down deep inside kind of a thirsty that nothing but water will... Hey, I know where I can get some water, I bet. From Les Nelson, next door.
Oh, I wouldn't bother them.
They probably got buckets full, like we'd have had if I'd have had time to fill some buckets full. You wait here and I'll be right back. I'll grab a kettle and trot over there and get some water. And thanks a lot for the water, Les. You're a real neighbor.
Well, I'm just glad I could help you out, Mr. McGee. I'll bet you can use a tall glass full right now.
Oh, it ain't for me that I'm taking the water. I come from hardy pioneer stock, like I told you. This water is for my dear little wife, Molly.
She is a fine woman.
I tell you, when I seen her sitting there in the living room, silently suffering, not saying a word, never complaining, just drying up from thirst, I couldn't stand it. It got me, right here. So I come over.
Well, I sure hope there's enough there to relieve her thirst. Here, let me carry one of those buckets over for you. You're kind of loaded down.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, I'll be okay. Yeah, you just open your front door for me, will you? You sure you can spare this much water now? I'm not robbing you, for Molly's sake.
Oh, no, no. Sally and I'll get along just fine on what we got left. You know, when you told me about those pioneer ancestors of yours, how they walked across the desert with the sand blowing in their grim, smiling faces, their throats dry, lips parched, it kind of made me ashamed of myself.
I thought it would.
And I figure if they could do it with no water at all, Sally and I can sure get along this afternoon with a whole milk bottle full.
Ah, you're a fine neighbor, Les. You probably saved my little wife's life with this.
Say, hi there, Miss McGee. You're feeling better, huh?
Uh-oh.
Hello, Lester. What do you mean, better? I just came over to see what McGee was doing because he's been gone so long.
Well, we better get home, Molly, with this water. Les, give me some water and come on, let's...
Watch your feet!
Whoops! Oh, my gosh, all the water gone.
All over the sidewalk.
Les, could I have a glass of water? Just... hey, Les, hey, wait a minute. Just give me a drink. Hey, Les, open up. Give me a drink of water. One little glass of water,
McGee,
Les.
Hey, stop it, for goodness sakes. Come on home.
Some neighbor won't give a man one little drink of water when I'm weak from thirst. So I says to Molly, I says, Wallace Wimple, I says, he's the guy to ask.
Well, thank you for thinking of me, Mr. McGee. Ask what?
Just a very simple request, Wimp, from one good friend to another. Give me a drink of water, will you?
Water? Wouldn't you rather have a nice cold glass of root beer?
Root beer won't quench my thirst, boy. When a man's as thirsty as I am, that's sort of way down deep inside kind of thirsty. There's nothing that'll relieve it like a tall, cold glass of water. You got plenty?
Oh, loads. When Sweetie Face heard they were going to turn off the water, she had me fill all the buckets and kettles in the kitchen and all the containers.
Swell, swell. Well, never mind the details, boy. Just get me a glass of water before I collapse on your front porch here.
Oh, I'd like to, Mr. McGee. I really would. But, she has it locked up.
Locked up? The water?
Yes. Sweetie Face feels very strongly about wasting water, so she has it all locked up in the kitchen and she's wearing the key around her neck.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Where is your wife? I'll ask her myself if it's all right.
Oh, I'm afraid that's out of the question. She can't be disturbed now.
The heck she can't. Where is she?
Upstairs, soaking in the bathtub.
Oh, if this ain't the... Where can I get some water? Water! Some friends I got. I gotta have water. I don't get a drink of water.
Where you been, Mr. McGee? Your wife's been looking for you.
Him and his little put-away milk bottle full of water. Just because I spilled a couple of buckets.
They turned the water back on a few minutes ago.
Huh? They did? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, Molly. Hey, Molly.
I've been wondering when you were coming home, dearie. They just turned the water back on.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, and look what Mama's got. A great big pitcher of ice water.
Yeah.
You must be starving for a drink. Here, hold the glass. I'll pour you a slug.
Oh, thanks, kiddo. But I'm way too thirsty for water by now.
Huh?
Oh, I can have water anytime. What I'm going to get right now is a nice cold bottle of root beer. Because when a guy's as thirsty as I am, that way deep down inside kind of thirsty, a cold slug of root beer.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
The way you feel is so important to the way you do your work and have your fun. That's why it's so important to guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of a tired, below-par feeling. Your food may not always contain enough vitamins, so do as so many others do. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. One-a-day multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. They're low in cost, they're easy to swallow. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Have you seen this item in tonight's paper?
What's that?
The television people say it won't be long before they'll be getting shows all the way from England.
Oh, shucks, that's nothing. I passed the Bonton today, and they got China on the set they got in the window, and it wasn't even plugged in.
Oh, aren't you cute?
I wonder. Happy weekend, everybody.
Goodbye for now.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer and Wallace Wimple are played by Bill Thompson and Les by Robert Easton. Ladies and gentlemen, in line with our policy of education for our listeners, next Monday, we'll bring you a fascinating glimpse into the inner workings of that fabulous neighborhood institution known as the Beauty Parlor. Into this stronghold of feminine frippery ventures Mr. McGee. And wow, what happens to him? This is John Wald recommending that you listen Monday to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick today on most NBC radio stations.